Eating Mammals by John Barlow.
I have a rather unusual dinner ahead of me, Mulligan said. Tonight I will be eating furniture. I looked at him, but quickly diverted my stare. I realized that I was in the company of a madman. I am, he continued, an eating specialist, although, if I say so myself, of a rather exclusive kind, not an attraction in the normal sense. My performances are entirely private affairs, but perhaps you've seen something of my profession, or heard of it, at least. I assured him that I had not, shaking my head vigorously. And in the pub, or at the fair, have you never seen men competing to be the fastest with a yard of ale, to the delight of all around? And have you never heard of the great pie-eating competitions, of tripe-swallowing and the like? I had to admit that I had. Well, he said, turning his palms upwards humbly, every profession has its amateurs, its quaint traditions, and its side-street hobbyists. And every profession has also its experts, its virtuosi, its aristocrats. I, if I may be so bold as to say so, am of the latter category, a gentleman eater. And thus he began a narrative which took us across the great oceans, to places and societies which, even in the depths of despair during the war, I had hardly dreamt existed. He recounted incredible tales of things which he had consumed, of churns of milk in Belgian monasteries, a grilled lion's paw in Baghdad, sinkfuls of pasta right across Italy, a 45 chitterling marathon in Brittany, 10 kilos of roast cod in Bilbao, 7 pickled mice for a bet in Marrakesh. He spoke of those fine clients who sought a little extra zest to their dinner parties in Rome, Kabul, Delhi, London, Frankfurt, inviting him to their holiday entertainments in Goa, Rimini, Monte Carlo, and Thessaloniki. On a visit to Tokyo, he had consumed so much sushi that in listening to him, one felt as if one were floating on a sea of raw fish. In Constantinople, his ability to finish off an entire roast goat in little over half a day had so infused one of the dignitaries privileged enough to witness the spectacle that Mulligan was presented not only with a belly dancer for the night, but was invited to extract and keep the bulging ruby which adorned her navel. Along the Maghreb, he had sucked the eyes out of more dead animals than he cared to remember, and the glittering rewards for such fripperies were staggering indeed. To crumbling European castles he had travelled, there to gorge on whatever his noble amphitryon decreed. 17 pairs of bull's testicles at the table of the Duke of Alba in Salamanca. Inconceivable quantities of sausage for